Here's Monitor Now on NBC.
Gene Rayburn here, too, and of course a major event this week was the President's State of the Union speech, which dealt with, in great part, the problems of our environment. Among these is the pollution of our natural resources. In a few minutes, we'll have a report from Florida about a project to purify the second largest lake in the state. Right now, Monitor Pick of the Week, which describes another kind of project, I'll Build a Bridge, the newest from the new establishment.
David Frost. In this era of giant warehouse sales, it's nice to know that one authentic bargain still exists. Homeowners insurance from State Farm Fire and Casualty still saves you money because it costs less. It makes much better sense than a giant warehouse sale. After all, who wants a giant warehouse?
For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
In his State of the Union speech on Thursday, President Nixon asked for $10 billion to apply to the purification of our nation's water. Well, one state already has a major project scheduled. For a report, here is Bob Errol, station WKIS, Orlando, Florida.
The state of Florida is about to embark on a unique effort to combat pollution in one of its most famous lakes. Lake Apopka, located just west of Orlando in the center of the Florida Peninsula, was, until the early 50s, known far and wide for its bass and speckled perch. Fishermen from as far away as New York and New England travel to Central Florida to try their luck. But, as is often the case, man has interfered with the normal process of nature, and water levels that formerly fluctuated in wet and dry seasons have been maintained at a constant level through a series of flood control projects. Orange County Commission Chairman Paul Pickett explains what has happened.
Mother Nature used to take care of this by having dry years and wet years, permitting the water level to go up and down, and on the dry years expose the lake bottom to the sunshine. Since we put in control structures for many years, the lake level has been held at one certain level, and we have not had the benefit of this flushing action, so we're going to do it with pumps.
Just how does one go about draining a 30,000-acre lake? Pickett says it's still a theory, and nobody knows for sure whether or not it will work.
I'm going to pump enough water out of the lake upstream, eventually into the Atlantic Ocean, that will expose about three-fourths of the lake bottom to sunshine. And as soon as it's been properly baked and solidified, we'll then let natural rainwater fill the lake back up to its present level.
The project is being directed by the Florida Air and Water Pollution Control Board with the assistance of the State Game and Freshwater Fish Commission and Orange County officials. Florida officials have applied to the U.S. Department of the Interior for federal assistance in the form of a demonstration grant. But the state plans to go ahead with the project with or without federal money, feeling that if the idea works, the restoration of Florida's second largest inland lake will be well worth the expense. This is Bob Arrow, WKIS, Orlando, Florida, reporting for Monitor.
Sounds like a very worthwhile project. Other states, please take note and follow suit.
Acid, bubbles, too much work, tension, food. Almost anything can cause stomach upset, acid indigestion.
Will somebody turn off the bubble machine?
Simple antacids can't, but Digel can. Digel has the extra action of a unique ingredient, simethicone, to relieve the pressure caused by gas, bubbles, trapped in your digestive system. Next time your stomach needs help,
will somebody turn off the bubble machine?
Digel can. It takes the acid and the gas out of acid indigestion. When you eat too well, demand Digel. D-I-G-E-L. Tablets or liquid, it really works.
Rub it on. Rub it in.
Musterol rubs the pain away.
Rub it on. Rub it in.
Musterol, with five medications, heats away muscle pain and head cold stuffiness.
Rub it on. Rub it in.
Musterol rubs the pain away. Regular, extra strength, or child mild.
And when it comes to mental discomfort, Monitor helps soothe away the trials and tribulations of the work week with a weekend full of satisfying sounds. So follow this prescription. Stay on the Monitor beacon.
Your experience and knowledge may be worth college credits. The New York State Education Department says it doesn't have to be learning gained in the traditional classroom setting. Sometimes adult education courses, correspondent courses, or special work situations can give you comprehensive knowledge in a particular field. Usually, you do not reap the educational advantages of this kind of knowledge unless it's recognized by official college credits. Now, the State Education Department offers recognition by way of the College Proficiency Examination Program. These exams are currently being offered in more than 30 specialized fields, covering a wide range: mathematics, social sciences, the humanities, education, and nursing. The fee is $15 per examination. Remember, there are no prerequisites. If you have a creditable capability, find out about the College Proficiency Examination Program. Write New York State Education Department, College Proficiency Examination Program, Albany, New York.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
You're traveling through the weekend world with Monitor.
NBC will be your host in 1970.
And on NBC, this is your Monitor host, Gene Rayburn, inviting you to come on in and help yourself to the best sounds around. You know, Saturdays can be pretty tiring days if you spend them trudging around from store to store shopping, and they're especially tiring to your feet. But contrary to what you might think, walking around barefooted when you get home after a foot-tiring day is not the best thing for your feet. It may feel good momentarily, but it tends to put even more pressure on an already tired arch. So instead, change to a more comfortable pair of shoes or a pair of slippers that provide some support. Some comfort now for what we might call tired skin.
Last vacation, I found out fresh air and sunshine can be great for just about everything but my skin. I mean, it was completely dried out, you know, really sick. So I went looking for a good medicated skin lotion and found Dermassage. He used it every day since, too.
Medicated Dermassage, the dry skin specialist.
Hey, when you work construction like I do, you're outside a good 8 hours a day or more. Rain, snow, or shine. And by the time I get home, the weather's got my face and hands looking just like a lot of raw leather. Before I reach for my wife, I reach for Dermassage. Don't know what Dermassage has in it, but it sure heals my skin up great.
Soothing, cooling Dermassage, the medicated skin lotion used in over 4,000 hospitals.
Lucky for me, my husband brought some Dermassage home last time he went shopping for me. That's when I antiqued the furniture. All that turpentine and lacquer ruined my hands, till I remembered the Dermassage. Furniture didn't turn out too well, but my hands sure did.
Use medicated Dermassage daily. You'll feel much better.
Hark! Hark, I say, that's the sound that heralds the approach of a new song on monitor. It's a friend in the city, and the friendly singer is Andy Kim.
Did you really think it wouldn't show? Hell, you can't look me in the eye. Sometimes I wish I didn't know, 'cause it's enough to make me cry. You have a friend in the city. Now there's no need to deny you. You have a friend in the city. And I can't take more of what I'm going through. I know about all your shopping screens.
In the very colorful Bing Crosby Pro-Am Golf Championship at Pebble Beach, California. And as Der Bingle himself pointed out earlier this week, the weather seems to play a very important role in this annual golf jamboree, and it's usually rotten, has been for years, which seems to make it all the more exciting. Well, sir, let's check the weather then. By George, Bing was right. They've had all sorts of precipitation, including a half inch of rain late yesterday. Spirits still are high out there, and they may have better weather today. Merely cloudy with a few sprinkles. As for the rest of the nation, possible showers in the far west, snow over the Sierra Nevadas, snow flurries in the northern Great Lakes. Fair elsewhere.
There are now over 100 million automobiles and trucks in America. This adds up to 36 cars for every mile of highway, making it more necessary than ever to have the best visibility possible when driving, especially in bad weather. You need wiper blades with fresh rubber. The rubber in every blade goes dead from the sun, wind, and road film, and cannot wipe a windshield without streaking.
A new pair of Anco push-button refillable wiper blades will give you streak-free vision in any kind of weather. And you and your family will be a lot safer on the road. The big bright yellow Anco windshield wiper service cabinet is prominently displayed in service stations wherever you drive. So look for it. Pull in and have the serviceman snap on a new pair of Anco wiper blades. Or have him refill yours. He can do it in just seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
The Nashville Bryas riding the Wabash Cannonball. Next on Monitor, on the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
The news media has been bugged of late. Bugged by individuals, committees, and the Vice President of the United States. They and others demand that we stress the good news instead of the bad. Okay, I'll be back with some good, pure, smog-free news after this. This news about a new kind of health insurance that could save you hundreds of dollars in hospital and doctor bills. It's Mutual of Omaha's new wide-range health insurance, specially created to protect you against today's higher cost of getting sick or hurt. It can pay you more in benefits for more services. For example, new wide-range health insurance can pay up to $90 a day in maternity benefits, plus hundreds of dollars to the doctor. It can pay double the daily room rate for intensive care, often the difference between life and death to a patient with heart trouble. It can help pay for doctor calls in the hospital, at home, and in the office. It can pay altogether for more services than I can name in an hour. So why don't you call any Mutual of Omaha man and bring your coverage up to date with new wide-range health insurance. It's already available in most states. And one more reason why we call Mutual of Omaha the people who pay. The other night in San Antonio, I attended a big Boy Scout potluck dinner. I'd never heard of a potluck dinner. It was beautiful. The sponsors of the dinner, that touched off a drive to spread the Scout movement to more boys, provided the basic food, buffet-style sliced chicken, ham, potato salad, coffee. The guests brought in hot dishes and their individual specialties by the ton, it seemed. So there were a couple of thousand people there, all eating something different from what was being eaten at the next table. There wasn't a single squawk, nor a discouraging word. There wasn't a long-haired job or deep sideburns on any of the men present. The women and the girls came at least three-quarters dressed. Nobody looked or talked like Tiny Tim or even Mrs. Tim. There was no pot with the potluck dinner, and no booze. Just acres and acres of clean, scrubbed faces, last seen, at least by me, on a Norman Rockwell cover. Where I live, the recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag has become almost as remote as a passage from the Dead Sea Scrolls. At the Boy Scout dinner in San Antonio, however, the whole congregation rose as a man and repeated it with warmth, with meaning, and a ring of solid belief in its every declaration. It was reassuring also to note that God is still alive in the pledge, though kicked out of the public school system, and soon, perhaps, to be removed from all messages sent from outer space by our astronauts. Scouting is not something easily put aside, apparently. Men of mounting ages, former scouts, were there that night to lend a hand, pick up latent awards, say a word. Their good wives were with them, as ever sharing their men's interest in a movement that seeks to spread the gospel of clean living, duty, honor, country, fair play, charity, and all the other manly virtues. Colonel David Randolph Scott, the astronaut, was the guest of honor at the potluck affair. He derives his middle name from nearby Randolph Field, where he was born, son of an Air Force officer. Like our other astronauts, Scott is trim, courageous, learned in his difficult fields, articulate, good-looking, a family man, and lots of fun. He was fresh back from a survival exercise at the South Pole. He spent 6 days and nights on the ice, preparing for a time when he might possibly be forced down on the bitterly cold dark side of the moon. Like the other spacemen, he is certain he'll make it there one of these years, despite the gloomy word that has been coming out of Washington lately, trimming the space program. He didn't know just when it would be. Alan Shepard, by the way, will be 46 years old and perhaps a grandfather when he makes it sometime later this year. Scott told us with a laugh, "We sometimes kid Alan about his age, but he always has an answer for us. He looks us in the eye and he says, 'Any of you want to try me?' Nobody ever does." Scott was a scout, by the way. So was Shepard. And I was lucky to be there. Pot lucky. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. You know, today, everything costs more because of inflation, and the cost of medical care has gone up even more. And for that very reason, Mutual of Omaha has created new wide-range health insurance. It can pay you more in benefits for more hospital and doctor services because it's geared especially to meet today's higher health care cost. To be sure you have enough for the right kind of health insurance, call any man from Mutual of Omaha. Let them be the people who pay instead of you.
Bob Considine, heard every weekend at this time here on Monitor. A brief pause now in our journey through this January Saturday, during which you can get together with those nice people at the NBC station nearest you. In north central Wisconsin, you'll hear some friendly words from the gang at WSAU, that's Wausau. This is Gene Rayburn. I'll be back shortly.
Note for you folks on the go, take along Miller High Life. You and your friends will enjoy Miller. Get a couple of six packs of those gold cans, or if a party's planned, grab a case of Miller. Miller makes it right. Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Now, Monitor Sports, the 60th National Boat Show opened a 9-day stand at the New York Coliseum a few moments ago. I went to a preview yesterday. I must say, it really is something. More luxury, more power, more speed, and more reliability are what's ahead in the 70s for recreational sailors. A report from Tom Kalfas, marketing director of Johnson Motors and Monitor's Guy LeBeau.
Tom Kalfas, there are 42 million boating enthusiasts in the U.S. How many of them lean towards outboard motors?
Well, 43 million people went boating at least once last year. In some of the nearly 9 million pleasure boats on our waterways, and of those, 7 million are powered by outboard motors.
Why do you think they have this preference?
Well, it's a matter of the convenience, the economy, the low purchase price, and the high trade-in value of outboard boats.
Tom, during the past few years, there's no doubt that the outboard motor industry has been revolutionized. What have been the major changes?
Well, in the engine line, there have been some real breakthroughs. Number one, the outboards became very quiet instead of noisy as they used to be. Things such as power shift, which allows a person to control the gears and the speed at one point, so that it's really more automatic than driving an automobile. We've had CD ignition come along, which practically eliminates spark plug fouling, pre-ignition, and other troubles.
Now that you've told me that, suppose you also tell me some of the advantages of what they call loop charging.
It brings in the mixture of gasoline and air into the combustion chamber through directed ports, so that it describes a natural loop as it's fired and then exhausted through the exhaust ports. It means, really, that you are getting tremendous efficiency, much greater operating economy in the motors themselves. And the freedom from maintenance worries is a prime factor. And our surveys show that dependability is the single most important thing to the purchaser of an outboard motor.
Tom, pinned rather proudly on the left side of your jacket is a big red button which says in very large letters NBT and in smaller letters on NBC. Would you mind explaining?
Well, this is a program called the National Boating Test, which Johnson is sponsoring on March 15th on the NBC network. We will allow people to take in their own living rooms a boating safety test, grade themselves, and see how they do.
Fascinating and long overdue. Tom Kalfas, marketing director of Johnson Motors. Thank you very much, Tom. This is Guy LeBeau, Monitor Sports.
Monitor Music now, the latest model of the kind of music Tiny Tim loves to sing. This song, however, features the much deeper-voiced Guy Marks, who also has a thing about novelty songs. Remember his Loving You Has Made Me Bananas? This one is titled Blossom Dear.
Gee, it's been a good old time. We had fun, but now it's done and I'm ready to leave. See the teardrop on my sleeve. When we met, my heart went boom. Remember when we shared a room? It's a comfort to say we'll do it all again someday. Blossom dear, me dear, February 1st next year, we'll talk about the good times that we had. Blossom dear, meet me here, February 1st next year, we'll talk about the good times that we had. Sweet sorrow, kiss me once before I go. We must separate, but don't you dare forget our date. we have. Blossom here, maybe here, that you'll wear it first next year. We'll talk about the good times that we had.
Guy Marks with a tongue-in-cheek performance. And if you think it's easy to sing with tongue-in-cheek, you try it sometime. You know something else? It's not easy to talk with tongue-in-cheek either. Listen to this.
You're my beacon.
One responsibility of the New York State Health Department is to alert the public to everyday dangers. Now, in the public interest, the department is asking your cooperation. Its Bureau of Emergency Health Services is investigating accidents related to household products. It needs data on accidents involving appliances, clothing, building features, any product used around the house. Reports of actual cases will help the Bureau alert people to the danger of similar accidents. Now, here's how you can help. If you read a newspaper report of such an accident, clip the item and mail it to the state regional health office in your locality. Mark it for the attention of the emergency medical care representative. Once more, mail clippings of local accidents to regional office of the New York State Health Department nearest you. Mark for the attention of the emergency medical care representative. You'll be rendering a service to all the people of your state.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Now from the top drawer of our Monitor Music Bureau, the Cufflinks.
A poem with no rhyme. A clock without time. A ship without sails. Just drifting on the water. That's just how I feel. Whenever she's gone. That's just how I feel. My life's unreal.
Brace yourselves. Monitor's international authority on culinary techniques. The Galloping Gourmet is headed our way.
Well, this is Graham Kerr, and this time is something which I think will appeal to the Japanese, and that is how to get the ammonia out of your kidneys. Now, that's not out of your kidneys, out of lamb's kidneys. And most people don't like lamb's kidneys simply because of the fact that they do tend to be a little ammoniac, which is fine for cleaning round the bin, but isn't much good, you know, for actually eating. And actually, it turns out that that a kidney which has a slightly ammonia taste to it is a kidney which is less than fresh. And I usually buy my kidneys wrapped in their overcoat, in their natural suet crust, where they come, and I mean, they're always like that, and it's the butcher that takes the suet away from the outside. How to get rid of the ammonia? Simple. Just simply chop up the kidney, taking out the center veins, and just frying that, just hitting hot oil with that. It then takes about 10, 15 seconds. Then turn those out onto a plate, let them bleed, dry them, put them back into a dish, and you'll never have the ammonia flavor again. That's just a hint from me, for NBC.
I'm not bleeding my kidneys, I don't care what you say. Me, or rather he, is Graham Kerr, the Galloping Gourmet. I know you're all chomping at the bit to get to the butcher shop and stock up on lamb kidneys, but if you'll just delay your departure for a little while, Monitor would like to bring you the premiere performance, Coast to Coast, of the newest from Andy Williams, I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. Be another winner for the head of the Andy Williams family. Speaking of which, families, if you've got youngsters in your family, it's a good idea to save the leftover liquids from canned fruits, collecting them all in one jar. Then, when you've accumulated enough, you can make a very tasty beverage by adding the fruit juice to a lemonade base with perhaps a dash of club soda for an extra zing. It's mighty good as a party treat, too. Now, here's something that goes very well with this different drink.
Of kids eat Armor hot dogs.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs. The dogs kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
Yay! Picking them up hot off the grill with lots of onions, pickles too, the great all-meat taste of Armor hot dogs. That's what kids go for.
When they bite dogs, they say, hey!
But when kids bite dogs, they yell,
hooray for hot dogs!
Armor hot dogs.
That's a short freight train by Dwayne Eddy. Now, Amway Corporation presents The Innovators, a success story narrated by John Doremus at the Free Enterprise Center in Ada, Michigan.
Claiborne Robbins expressed his confidence in higher education by giving $15 million to the University of Richmond. Yes, $15 million, and the gift made last June may be the largest personal grant ever made to a private educational institution. It was made possible by the phenomenal success of the A.H. Robbins Company, a drug firm in Richmond, Virginia, headed by Claiborne Robbins. Their sales last year exceeded $115 million. The picture was different back in 1933, when Claiborne Robbins took over the business his father had founded. Sales volume that year was $4,800, and the company lost $500. The next year it cleared $100. Pharmacist Claiborne Robbins was out on the road trying to sell his drug products. He began personal research to determine what kind of products people needed. Conclusion, a remedy to help nervous stomachs and digestive upsets. Robbins went back to his tiny laboratory in Richmond and formulated a drug for those ailments. He called it Donatow. It immediately became a bestseller, and it still is. The introduction of this product was the turning point for the A.H. Robbins Company. Then Claiborne Robbins decided to go deeper into research and try to develop other needed pharmaceutical products. I'll have the rest of the story after these words for Amway. I've been learning a lot about Amway distributors. And it does this old heart good to know about people who are awake and alive to the opportunity of America. People who are reaching out, grasping, not for the dole, not for a free handout, but reaching out for the chance to earn money and respect and dignity. Earn it the free enterprise way, by producing, building, serving. Amway distributors are independent local business people, men, women, and family teams, who build their future by offering you a unique service. They can and do start with as little as $25 of capital, but that's not the real investment they make. They invest the time and energy to learn about Amway's more than 150 remarkable products. They learn how to demonstrate them, how to make them work for you in your home, how to give Amway's famous home care know-how. When your Amway distributor comes to call, you have the rare opportunity to meet a real, proud, independent businessman who brings you a whole new world of service, satisfaction, and shopping convenience. Claiborne Robbins' introduction of Donatell caused his company to turn around quickly. By 1942, sales had reached $100,000. Research enabled the firm to add new drug formulations, and business continued to grow. When asked about his accomplishments, Claiborne Robbins says,
"This success has been made possible by our people. We have always believed that no company can list on its balance sheet any asset more important than its people."
Robbins regards his employees as members of his family. He says it may sound corny, but the golden rule still applies. When you are good to people, usually they are good to you. He gained national attention a few years ago when he shut down his plant and took all his employees on expense-paid trips to several resort areas. The employees reciprocated. They sent Robbins and his wife on vacation trips. Claiborne Robbins feels just as strongly that higher education should be supported, and he has faith in today's young people. An innovator who is dedicated to the free enterprise system. Robbins asks, where else could one grow from three employees with capital of less than $3,000 into a firm doing business in 50 states and approximately 100 foreign countries? Amway is privileged to salute E. Claiborne Robbins, president of the A.H. Robbins Company and immediate past chairman of the board of the Pharmaceutical Manufacturers Association. This is John Doremus inviting you to join us again next week for another tribute to an innovator, brought to you by Amway, a company where opportunity still exists.
Newstime is coming up now. Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba